Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at tricountycontractingwi.com.
Brewers broadcaster Jeff Levery.
It's a Tuesday night in Milwaukee, middle of August, and there's going to be 36, 37,000 people in this ballpark. This is the hottest ticket in town.
This is Brewers 360.
Brewers 360, sponsored by Outdoor Living Unlimited and Big Fish Contracting. Voice of the Brewers, Jeff Levering, joins us on a Wednesday at 8:45. I don't know what else to say about it, Jeff. Honestly, what you said the other day was perfect.
Who's writing this thing?
Like, seriously, okay. There's nothing else to say about it. It's so ridiculous, but time after time after time, you expect them to win, and they just do.
Yeah, it's one of those things where in the broadcast booth, when something happens, we're just looking at each other. For me, whether I'm on radio or on TV, I just look over to my right. And we just laugh at each other. Like, I mean, are you kidding me? What else is going to happen? What else could happen right now? Gold bars are going to start sprinkling from the sky, and we're just going to pick them up. I mean, I have no idea how to explain the things that are happening other than the fact that the guys in that clubhouse absolutely love each other. They love playing together. They love winning together. And I think that that is the biggest thing, is that they're doing all this. And they're doing it together. It's a common goal, and there's still a lot of baseball to be played, but, man, they are having a lot of fun over the course of this summer.
So we finally found out how to get a Brewers broadcaster speechless, and that is to go 19-4 over 25-game stretch. Because, Jeff, I'm the same way. I don't know what to say. I mean, I guess my only question for you is, will the Brewers ever lose another game the rest of the season?
Telly, I will tell you, right, they will lose. They will lose the game. That is okay, and that's okay. That's
right?
Okay.
Right.
But the thing is that this team is so tight and so together on all of this, and their focus is on one game and one game only. They're not looking forward to next week. They're not looking forward to 6 weeks from now. They're not even looking for two games or even Chicago next week on Monday. They're looking at today's game against Mitch Keller. And then once today's game is over, it's over. You don't think about it again, and you worry about the game on Friday against the Cincinnati Reds. So with that mentality, they're going to be just fine. Focusing on that game ahead and winning that ball game, they're going to be all right.
And Jeff, we have been around the game long enough to know that is a philosophy that most managers use, and that is win the day. But why has this young, inexperienced team been able to really, really take it to heart and do that?
They've bought in, and it takes a special group to do that. It takes a special group to show up and be dedicated to your craft so much that all you're worried about is winning that day. And it takes a lot of maturity from players, because in today's day and age, there's a lot of noise around the sport. There's a lot of noise around social media or whatever it is. And these guys just don't care. I mean, there was a great story last night about doing late night Taco Bell runs before you're facing Paul Skeens, and they're crushing chalupas. And at the same time, we're going out there and we're going to put 14 runs against the Pirates in a game that Paul Skeens starts. They're just so in this thing together and focused on the one goal, and that's winning the day. And that shows a lot of maturity, even with young kids.
Speaking of food, the hamburger thing, you know, obviously if they win today, free hamburgers from George Wes. We do know that at least one of them knows about that. Don't know how many of those guys do, but we know that Sal Frelick knows about it because he talked to your guy Josh Maurer, and he said that, I'll keep that in my back pocket and maybe I'll bring it up in the dugout if we're down in the fourth or fifth inning on Wednesday. Then I'll bring it up. Hey, we gotta win today for the burgers.
Yeah, it's Burger Day. I know Freddie Peralta knows about it, too.
Oh, yeah.
He said it in his post-game press conference last night. He goes, hey, we know it's Burger Day today. So this is the second time. It's the first time since 1935 that a National League team has had multiple 11-game winning streaks in the same season. 1935, it's been 90 years since the National League team has done that. So it doesn't happen very often. So if you're in the George Webb marketing department, you're sitting there and you're chomping at the bit to give those burgers away. And I think the Brewers have a really good shot today. They've got Brandon Woodruff on the mound. Mitch Keller's pitching for the Pittsburgh Pirates. Tough matchup, but the Brewers have been doing so many magical things. I think today is going to be your old dozen and hamburguesa day.
And Jeff, being around the Brewers, you've been around teams that have had success, and a lot of it does predicate to them being tight off of the field. And you said that this is another close-knit team. But other than that, what do you think also is the other key to their success in terms of being able to stay level-headed and not listening to the noise and not getting too high or too low?
It's just an organization, Telly, that has been in the review mirror, I think, a lot. And now they're getting a lot of national attention. I think every time I turn on MLB Network, they're running some sort of food analogy bit with the Brewers and Pat Murphy and different styles of pancakes. And
oh, yeah.
Making an analogy of what type of pancake each player is and doing all these different things. But I think that these guys just, they don't care. They don't care. And they love the fact that they've been underrated or sometimes passed over for opportunities. We've talked about it a lot, Eric, but on this program, that whole bullpen essentially been designated for assignment
yep.
at some point in their careers. So it's one of those deals where these guys have a longer runway to succeed with the Milwaukee Brewers, and they've been given an opportunity, almost a second chance to prove how good they can be. Now for the younger guys that are coming up, hey, this is my opportunity to shine in the major leagues. They're giving me an opportunity. I'm going to play my heart out. And for a lot of the pitchers coming back, hey, people didn't think I had what it took. People didn't give me a shot. Well, look at what I'm doing. So I think that there's a lot of that goes into this, and again, it's that win today mentality, and they're all pulling on the same rope, and they've got the same goals in mind.
Well, something you said earlier during the Collins home run call,
you can't make it up.
You can't. Like, so we are trying to lean into that now. So we've kind of come up with just like what movies would be like if they were dominated by our Brewers conversation. So we have this.
Hey, is this heavy? No, it's Milwaukee.
Yeah, well, okay, so AI allows us to turn Kevin Costner into, you know, heaven is now Milwaukee. So there's that, Jeff. We also have, if we want to do the Moneyball.
How can you not be romantic about Brewers baseball?
All right, so we got that one as well now. Change that a little bit, just, you know, make it more Brewers-y. Now, of course, with the burgers, we got...
Welcome to Good Burger, home of the Brewers Burger. Can I take your order?
See, it's a great movie. I don't know if you've seen Good Burger recently, but...
Welcome to Good Burger.
So that might be an idea for you for a home run call. Just drop a Good Burger reference. I don't know if you're okay. interested. So then this is our personal favorite. We've come up with this one. Since Andrew Vaughn is the Brewers MVP now, according to us, you know, that's just, you know, everything he hits is phenomenal. Now, every time he does something well, we have this one from, of course, Billy Madison.
That Andrew Vaughn is one piece of ass.
Yeah, so maybe you play that. Maybe you go that route if you want. If Vaughn does something.
Oh, my gosh. I can't finish that line, unfortunately. Otherwise, I wouldn't be working. Much like the line that I said in my home run call at the very end. I said unfreaking believable.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think I wanted to say. I didn't want to say freaking because I just don't know. I just you don't
tricky.
Have any more
it's
words
tricky,
for it.
Huh?
But I really like work. I really like working.
Mm-hmm. So right?
This is good.
Love it, man. Enjoy the day today. Whatever happens, it don't matter because these guys are too fun to watch regardless. So it's house money as far as we're concerned.
Yeah. You got it, guys. We'll do it today. Let's go get some burgers and we'll chat next week.
Thank you, buddy. Jeff Levering of your Milwaukee Brewers. Thanks, bud.
Welcome to Good Burger, home of the Brewers Burger. Can I take your order?